Well, good afternoon. And today's sermon is Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, the Beatitudes. And seeing the multitudes, he went up a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, 1 through 3. The Beatitudes are blessed sayings that come from the opening verses in Matthew 5 of Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. Each verse speaks of divine favor to the person who possesses a certain character quality. Beatitude comes from the Latin word beatitudo, which I did not just make that up. But it means blessedness. The term blessed are held a powerful meaning of divine joy and perfect happiness to the people of Christ's day. Most scholars agree that the Beatitudes give us a picture of a true disciple of God. The term poor in spirit may sound odd to us, but it actually means people who recognize their own spiritual poverty and their need for God. Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Those who mourn speak of those who express deep sorrow and sin and repent from their sins. And eternal salvation is the comfort of those who repent. Jesus said, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Luke 15:7. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. The term meek is similar to the term poor. It is a person who submits to God's authority and makes him Lord. Revelations 21:7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. Hunger and thirst speak of a deep need and driving passion for Christ, who is our righteousness. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew 5:7. Mercy is shown through forgiveness, kindness, and compassion toward others. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deed. I will remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What is pure in heart? It is an inward holiness that only God can see. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. 1 Timothy 1:5. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called son of God. Matthew 5:9. The Bible says we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, and it is our duty to take this to others. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Romans 14:19. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. Just as Jesus faced persecution, so will we. Even as we speak right now, someone may be mocking us, but it's our joy knowing that we will be spending where we will be spending our eternity. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. 1 Peter 3:14. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you. and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew 5:11-12. How can you be blessed from persecution? The Bible is full of stories of those who were persecuted for their faith. Many believers take comfort in the stories of those who have gone before them. Christian persecuted can rest knowing that Jesus understands their pain. Paul was all too familiar with persecution, but in Romans 5:3-5, he writes, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." So I will end as I started. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these wonderful people whose only concern today was listening to your word. We pray that someone's life is changed today and that they accept you into their heart. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.